Big Daddy Patriarchy. Oh, Daddy, you are so big and strong and sciencey. You make it less scary to be human. I'm so glad I'm in the passenger seat and you're manning the SpaceX Sputnik Moderna vehicle hurtling through the collective nervous system of humanity. I can't imagine having to trust my innate anything. Here are the car keys to my sovereignty, the deed to my free will, the secret code to my lock screen. You can make all the calls from now on, as long as you promise to keep me alive with your drive-through, fast food, iron-on pharma. Oh, Daddy, I love how you move the mouths of the good brothers and sisters, telling the vision over and over again. No matter what station I'm watching, they all say the same thing, so I don't have to bother with fact-finding. All that boring research and reading. Oh, God, I'm so much happier to watch your snippets of perceived relevancy. Read the pre-approved publications cliff-noting the parts your virtuous, cancel-culturally trained thinkers tell us are essential. It's so generous of you to ladle me all the labels. Oh, Daddy, you are so good. And I'm such a bad girl, 'cause sometimes I falter and think about fake news. I wormhole down bid chutes and follow the telegram signals and go off rumbling with the band. Please don't punish me, Daddy. Deplatform my lockdown social media existence. Stop me from liking and ignoring the posts of the friends you won't let me hang out with anymore. I don't mean to be curious. It's just sometimes I hear a faint voice that says something that kind of makes sense. But I'm trying to do better, Daddy. Plus, I know it's okay because sooner or later I'll get caught by one of your algorithmic breadcrumbs and find my way back to the safe pablum of your YouTube suggestions. And Daddy, I know you staged wars, paperclips, and Tuskegees just so I can sleep soundly at night, knowing you have all the power. And I don't have to bother my pretty little head with details. You can handcuff me to the bedposts, beat me down with foreclosures, unemployment, and hospital wards, since you always do it for my own good and the good of all. Daddy, I'm right here, waiting for you in my bedroom with your proverbial crotch over my mouth, hoping you'll finally launch this SS good ship new normal. Let us go orange so I can put on my little black dress and you can take me out for General So chicken inside a real restaurant.